This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Jared Polis will serve another term as Colorado's governor. Voters also re-elected Colorado's attorney general, secretary of state, and treasurer, all Democrats. Most of the state's incumbent members of Congress coasted to re-election. The exception is Republican Representative Lauren Boebert in District 3. The race there against Democrat Adam Frisch is still very close. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on how the next Colorado delegation is shaping up.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett, Representatives Diana DeGette, Joe Neguse, and Jason Crow are all headed back to Washington, D.C. On the GOP side, incumbents Ken Buck and Doug Lamborn also won re-election by a comfortable margin. There'll be at least two new representatives joining the ranks of the Colorado congressional delegation. One will be Brittany Pedersen, who replaces Democrat Ed Perlmutter to represent the 7th Congressional District. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Also still undecided is the outcome in the state's new 8th Congressional District. A proposal to legalize psychedelic mushrooms is too close to call. Proposition 122 would make it legal to grow, gift, and use psilocybin mushrooms. It follows a decade of legal marijuana in Colorado. CPR's Ben Marcus.
It's what was the next step. We've legalized cannabis. The market is pretty mature now for that. And I think psilocybin is seen as may not be as commercially big as cannabis, but has maybe even higher therapeutic value.
The measure does not allow for storefront sales, but does create a path for licensed centers where people can consume psilocybin in a regulated setting. The latest results show the yes votes ahead for Proposition 122, but again, it's still very close, and there are the latest election results at CPR.org. An oil and gas company has state approval to drill more than 150 new wells in Aurora. Crestone Peak Resources will drill on the northeast edge of the city, where thousands of new homes are also planned for the next few years. The company got approval over the objections of local residents and environmental groups concerned about local air quality and global climate change. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.